Women have been bearing children for millennia, but childbirth is anything but straightforward. A woman having a baby in the U.S. today has a lot of options for how and where to do it. And many women are choosing to do it outside of a hospital. Though home births still make up less than a percent of all births in this country, between 2004 and 2009, they increased by nearly a third. And they mostly took place under the care of midwives. Here in California, state legislators are considering a bill that would make it easier for licensed midwives who deliver babies outside of hospitals to work with physicians who deliver inside of them. Journalist Lauren Whaley began looking into this story a few months ago. It took on added significance for her when she found out that she herself was pregnant. Here's her report.
For her second child, Angie Rivera chose to give birth not at a hospital, but at the Community Birth Center on West Florence Avenue in South Los Angeles. Second labors are often faster than firsts, so Angie was expecting to arrive at this cozy, home-like birth center and pop out her son. Things didn't work like that, not even close. This labor was longer than her first, more painful.
I really felt like at that point, like it was just so intense for me. Like I really just felt like, I don't know, like I was going to die, like I was going to pass out or something. And
she was exhausted. It was, you know, it had been, what, 28, 29 hours at that point, you know, without really eating.
Angie tried laboring on the bed, on a birthing stool, and then in a huge tub, all with her husband, Joseph O'Day, and her midwife, Risha Tahani Lawler, by her side.
She's working so hard on it.
Risha was Angie's midwife for both pregnancies, and she is a licensed midwife. There are different kinds. Nurse midwives have gone to nursing school and often work in hospitals. Lay midwives have no licenses at all and operate pretty much outside any formal system. Risha and California's other 300 or so licensed midwives have gone to midwifery school for 3 years, passed exams, and received their licenses from the same agency that oversees doctors, the Medical Board of California. Risha can take blood, order and administer some prescription medications, and supervise and manage low-risk childbirths. But there are a lot of things she's not trained to do. She can't give Pitocin to help labor along, or administer an epidural for pain relief, or perform surgery, like a cesarean section. In 2012, California's licensed midwives helped deliver 2,300 babies. Like many other moms who chose to birth outside the hospital, Angie chose one in hopes that she could avoid having a cesarean birth. She also wanted the hour-long prenatal appointments in the homey birth center, where her older daughter could play with dolls and help measure mom's growing belly, as opposed to what she feels is the get-in, get-out, impersonal nature of doctor's offices. But there's a catch, a real-life catch-22. Risha and other California-licensed midwives are legally obligated to be supervised by physicians. But if a doctor supervises a licensed midwife, the doctor runs the risk of losing liability insurance. So
licensed midwives in California can't get supervision.
Dr. Ruth Haskins is an obstetrician-gynecologist in Folsom, near Sacramento. The conundrum stems from a 1993 regulation that the Medical Board of California has been trying, unsuccessfully, to resolve for 20 years.
So for the most part, they're sort of on their own, and that's a real shame. And so these are licensed professionals trying to do the best they can, but they don't have a shoulder to lean on.
Haskins says if licensed midwives could collaborate with doctors, women could get the intimacy of the home birth they seek and the specialized expertise of obstetric medical care. She says if a baby were feet down, for instance, late in pregnancy, a midwife could say to the mother,
"Let's send you to my collaborating physician and have her switch it to Vertex, and then you can come back to me and have a nice home birth." That would be the ideal. And if that's not able to happen, then that decreases the chance of success for the babies who, the mothers who want to deliver their babies at home.
Lack of supervision creates other problems. Shannon Smith Crowley is a lobbyist for the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, or ACOG. She says when midwives send blood or urine in for lab tests,
some laboratories give them a hard time about whether or not they can actually order the test and receive the results and that sort of thing.
The same thing also happens with some prescriptions. And if a mother has health insurance through Medi-Cal, California's version of Medicaid, licensed midwives can't get reimbursed by it. So low-income moms don't really have the option of seeing a licensed midwife.
If they are required by law to be supervised, then the supervisor needs to be listed on the application. So you see the problem with if you can't get a physician supervisor, then de facto you can't be Medi-Cal.
Most of these problems stem from the liability quandary. This is where proposed legislation, sponsored by the OBGYN group ACOG, could change things. Assemblywoman Susan Bonilla wrote the bill.
The best possible outcome is if we could really build that relationship between our licensed midwives and physicians, where we could have a situation where a mother would have her charts, her medical history, all available in preparation for that very slight chance that something, might happen, that she might need that medical intervention.
Back at the community birth center in South LA, Angie is still struggling. The baby is stuck on what's called a cervical lip. Rashad has offered to manually push it over the baby's head as if it were a tight turtleneck. But Angie doesn't like that idea. It hurts too much. Rashad has also suggested using a catheter to drain Angie's bladder, which is acting like a pillow and blocking the baby's way out. Angie doesn't like that idea either. What Angie does want is pain relief. And if she were at a hospital, she could get an epidural to ease her pain and relax her muscles. So she starts asking to go to the hospital. And while Rashad wants Angie to have control of such decisions, she also knows mom and baby are completely healthy.
She was saying, I'm dying, I feel like I'm dying. If she was really, truly dying, we had really terrible heart rate on her or vitals, our blood pressure, or she was attributing something that made me think she was getting shocky or something was really, truly wrong, I would say, yes, we need to go. Let's go right now. Like, right now, we're going to call 911. But she wasn't.
Rashad and her student midwife are using a Doppler heart rate monitor to listen to the baby throughout labor. They periodically take Angie's vitals, too.
She had stable vitals. Her heart rate was great.
While Angie continues to labor, Rashad and Angie's husband, Joe, talk in low voices just outside the birthing room.
Sounds like she's pushing out a baby, Joe.
I know she doesn't want to go to the hospital, but I can't make her push either.
No,
so.
But she's pushing by herself. I hear her.
Yeah, she is.
I think you guys should just keep doing what you're doing. If she wants us in there, we'll come in.
She said to get you.
Oh, okay.
Angie wants Rashad back on the bed with her.
Don't let her fall off the bed.
She's not going to fall off the bed.
In addition to keeping mom and baby safe, licensed midwives like Rashad say their goal is to empower mothers throughout pregnancy and birth. For Rashad, that means letting them make the decisions whenever possible. Rashad says one major goal is to avoid emotional trauma. So even though Angie's and her baby's vitals are stable, Rashad does eventually call for an ambulance.
Some people think I just sit in the corner and burn sage and hum in Birkenstocks. My job when they come to me is to create a relationship with them so that they're okay with me being there, and then to keep them safe and keep their baby safe.
But some doctors just don't trust out-of-hospital births. Dr. Eve Yalom is an obstetrician gynecologist who treats high-risk pregnancies, those that must happen in a hospital. Yalom says she's seen too many bad scenarios come in from home births.
People who've come in with dead babies. Not just once. More than once. More than a few times.
She would not work with licensed midwives, even if the supervision regulation is lifted.
I mean, we are by default their backup because they come into the hospital and we'll take care of them there. Hospital deliveries are safer for mother and baby.
That's the official word from ACOG, the OBGYN group, too, that the safest place to give birth is in a hospital, which is where nearly all of California's 500,000 babies are born each year. But ACOG's own Shannon Smith Crowley says childbirth can be just as safe for the women who give birth at home.
All of the data say the home birth setting can be safe for appropriate women, as safe as a hospital, when the care is integrated. So that means when the midwife is working with the physician and the rest of the healthcare delivery system.
Back in South LA, an ambulance is on its way to the community birth center. Rashad predicts that Angie and Joe's baby will be born en route to the hospital.
Angie, do you want them to wait outside until he's born?
But when the paramedics arrive, Angie wants Rashad by her side, not them. They wait just outside the bedroom door, patiently listening.
Let your arms fall to the side, just fall out. You're good.
Did you get it?
He's happy.
Angie's baby boy decides to be born right then and there, on the bed, in the back bedroom at the birth center, not in the ambulance or at the hospital. The baby boy, nicknamed Wolfie, is 7 pounds and 10 ounces. His fist is up by his head when he is born, which is one reason it was so hard to get him out. He's healthy, though, and so is Mom. She tells me that if she has another one, she wants Rashad by her side. Whether doctors would be involved in that baby's prenatal care and birth remains to be seen. In Los Angeles, I'm Lauren Whaley for Cross Currents.